This is New England Public Media. Massachusetts lawmakers will learn more about the contagious COVID-19 variant known to reinfect those who previously had coronavirus. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
The CDC says Massachusetts has the second highest number of P1 COVID variant cases in the nation. And this week, a group of lawmakers overseeing the state's response to the pandemic is going to be focusing on learning about COVID variants. The committee's held previous sessions grilling the governor about the state's bumpy vaccine rollout. So what will lawmakers do with the information about the variants they'll get from the epidemiologists?
Well, of course, that will depend on what they hear when they convene this group of scientists to talk more about infection rates, what hospitals, what medical professionals are seeing with the spread of these variants and how it's impacted the trajectory of the virus. We know that the variants have been linked to some of the reason why Massachusetts saw its declining rates in March plateau and then start to tick back up. And the UK variant is now the most prevalent variant in the United States. And you are correct. The CDC now says that the P1 or the Brazil variant is next to Florida, spreading most rapidly in Massachusetts. So if this committee it looks at it, they have used these hearings in the past to pressure the administration to adapt its strategy in one way or another, whether that be with vaccines or now with this study of the spread and infection rates. Perhaps they could use this to ask the administration or to request certain delays in the rest of the reopening strategy or other plans the administration might have for getting back to the new normal. But a lot depends on what they hear when they convene this group.
Now, that group, that committee, is different from the Health Equity Committee, which was created last year to study and make recommendations to address health disparities for underserved or underrepresented populations during the pandemic. We've seen the Health Equity Committee now miss a few deadlines for filing reports. What's going on here?
Yeah, they've repeatedly extended their deadlines, now say they're taking a little extra time as they're close to the finish line to review these final recommendations, because we've heard that they are both denser and more thorough, and committee members wanted a little more time to look at them. To me, this suggests that perhaps they're looking not just at the COVID response in communities of color, but also projecting out how the state can improve its healthcare delivery in these hard-hit communities. This was a report that was supposed to be done last August. It was then extended the deadline until September, then again to February. Here we are into April. We're still waiting, as the impact this report could have on the treatment of the pandemic is waning. So I think lawmakers are liable to take more future looking into what additional steps can be taken to improve health equity in these hard-hit communities and communities of color.
Now, I want to circle back on testimony you previewed last week about federal relief spending by Mike Heffernan. Some Beacon Hill lawmakers, like Rep. John Barrett of North Adams, say they feel like they're being left out of the process by the Baker administration when it comes to how these federal relief funds are being spent in the state. Barrett also said he doesn't want to feel like the redheaded stepchild as a member of the legislature. Do we have any sense as to how a more inclusive process might affect legislative overseers moving forward?
Yes, Representative Barrett's comments quite illuminating. We've heard this from leadership as well. The American Rescue Plan had not just a lot of money from Massachusetts, but a lot of money with a lot fewer strings than we've seen before with the previous relief packages like the CARES Act, that where the money had to be spent on very specific purposes. Massachusetts getting the government, the state itself, over $4.5 billion with a variety of uses allowed by the federal government. And the legislature wants a more active role in appropriating money. One way we could see this happen is in the coming months The Baker administration, once it collects this money from the federal government, could file a supplemental budget to propose how to spend this, which would give the legislature a direct hand in reviewing that, okaying it, and inserting their own priorities or earmarks into any final spending package. This, I think, is what you're going to see them push for, because they've said that they want to exercise their authority as the legislature over spending. And we will see how much the administration goes along with this plan, because in the past we have seen them take this money, use it for things like business recovery grants and others without the legislature's direct input. That is what lawmakers like Rick Barrett are seeking to change this time around.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.